For our next voice actor interview, we have Tiger, Ryu, and Michael. So introduce yourselves.
My name is Tiger. That's all you're getting. I guess it's not my real name, but I'm not going to tell you my real name. I play Xemnas, the Superior, and I live in Canada. The Great White North, eh? We got ourselves igloos up here, and it's always snowing, eh? We enjoy eating beavers and playing hockey all the time.
I'm Ryu. I play Vexen in Orglix, and I think I did a guest voice once on the tape recorder thingy, and I play Genesis in Crisis Perverted. Location? Ha, like, well, you can extrapolate it if you really care. I'm not gonna tell you.
Hello, I'm Mechalax, aka Michael Keynes. I play the roles of Luxord and Lexaeus, and I'm from London in the UK, which is a big enough place where it's unlikely I'll get stalked by revealing that.
Yes, well, we all hope so. So, really, why are you still a member of Orglix after a whole year of this insanity?
They won't leave me alone. They send emails all the time. I don't send in some lines for a little while, and then they just keep sending them. They keep sending emails to me and saying, "Where are your lines? And we'll hurt your dog if you don't." I don't have a dog, but they'll hurt it anyway. But really, I just enjoy voice acting, and any reason to voice act, I'll just do it. It's really the first reason.
Now, you know, I wouldn't hurt your dog. It's your family I'd go after.
Fangirls. It's all about the fangirls. The fame, the fortune, the girls throwing themselves at my feet and recognition, and actually I don't get any of that bullshit. I get kicked around by Orin and reminded to do lines, and I really should be doing math homework, but the truth is I don't want to do math homework right now, so... masochism, probably? Oh, and possibly for the lulls, you know, there's that too. And the jelly beans. Yeah, the jelly beans. Yeah, this is why I put up with, you know, straining my voice to get it to be in about an octave lower, which I don't even think I'm all that good at. And, yeah. Well, that and I am also a fucking Kingdom Hearts addict, and no matter how hard I try, I can't escape it. So, there's that.
Well, firstly, I kind of set out to find a consistent role to play in a somewhat successful series. Stories are really interesting and funny, and I've gotten to work with a great cast of voice actors who I've become friends with, and contributing to Orglix has given me a little purpose and something to look forward to.
Excellent. So, have you reached your moment of no return yet? What was it, or what do you think it will be?
Well, when we first started this, I remember saying that I wouldn't want to do anything homosexual, but reflecting on back now, pretty much everything I say to Sykes is homosexual, and I've actually written gay lines for my character in my own scripts, so yeah, I've pretty much reached my moment of no return already. It was actually in one of the earlier scripts that the first gay line of mine happened. I don't actually remember exactly what it is, but they've changed me, they have.
We will do that to people.
Well, I don't really remember what you meant by moment of no return. I mean, I'm guessing gonna assume like that ultimate fucked up thing you have is new. I don't know. I mean, I've had my own moments of, well, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, there was the one, the Vexen's experiment one where I had to pretend I was orgasming when I was making ice cream, which he really wasn't, just for the record. He's just a weird Vexen is. And there's a upcoming script with Genesis in it that I'm gonna have to say some really interesting things. I don't think I've really reached any point of no return yet. I mean, of course, now that I say that, Orin's gonna try to find something for me. You know, it's possible that my point of no return was just getting involved in this madness anyway. Yeah, probably. And there's a... I don't know. What the fuck is up with this question? Who wrote this? This question doesn't even make sense. Did you write this at 2 in the morning again, Orin? Because it reads like you did. Crazy friggin' people. Arr.
2, 3, 4. It's the same to me.
About a month in was my moment of no return, I think, when I officially joined forums and got to know the group. And now that I'm occasionally script writing and animating episodes, I'm pretty much in it for the long run.
Yes, we have trapped you all. So, what might you like to see in future scripts?
I sometimes write some of the scripts. Like, if I have an idea that I want to see in a script, I generally write that script and it gets made. So if I tell you what I might want to see, it might give away some future things, and I don't want to do that to you. But the obvious answer is more Xemnas lines. Although, I do get a lot of Xemnas lines, so that's not really a problem.
I'd like to have more than one line. I usually only seem to get, like, one line per script, and I think it's because Scala doesn't like Vexen. Honestly. That's okay, though. I mean, whatever. It is kind of... I'm babbling now. I don't really know. I mean, I guess I'll just see what happens. When I come up with ideas, they tend to be really spontaneous.
Interaction between every character throughout the episodes, and a little more Luxor than Lexaeus.
We've had to take great measures to cut out all the spoilers. Yeah. Because there's a lot of fun stuff coming up. Really. I mean it this time. I do. Alright, well, thanks everyone.